meditation, what we're going to do is a simple one. It's not so very different from some meditations that we've done in the past. What I'm going to do is to count you down from 1 to 10, as we've done before. We're going to go into our magical workplace, and we're going to learn to do some work which will allow you, it's a technique which it will teach you or allow you to go back into memories. Now, you might go back into your own memories of childhood or even something that comes from a past life. But this is an excellent technique for getting to the root of issues that may be causing current roadblocks in your life. I originally learned this technique through working with Robert Monroe's tapes. I've modified it a little bit so that the technique is more now my own than it is his. On the original tapes, Robert Monroe has you dealing with three each time you go in. And I found that that was simply too traumatic for me, too much work. So what I do is I'm just going to have us deal with one issue. But that one issue will still be give you enough insight that you'll know how to handle it. Now, the first thing I'd like you to do, as always, is to take your shoes off if you can, so that you have a clear connection to the floor. If you've got anything tight around your waist, release it so that you can breathe nice and easily. Sit back in your chair and relax. Take a deep, deep breath. Close your eyes. Let the air feel your chest. Push your solar plexus down. Expand your rib cage. Fill your stomach. A nice, deep, whole breath. And then exhale as deeply as you can, letting go of all of the day's tensions and concerns. In your mind's eye, take out your worry box. Into it, place all of your cares, your concerns, your fears, even your physical body, any issues that have been on your mind during the day or recently that might interfere with our work today. Place any of those issues into the box. Just a little note. Over the years, as I've worked with my worry box, it has been shrinking. It started out as a giant pirate's treasure chest with three padlocks and one-inch chains. And now it's a cigar box. It doesn't even have a lock. So little by little, we seem to have less and less cares and concerns to put into that box as we work on ourselves. Now take that box and slide it around behind you where you can't see it, out of mind, out of sight. And let's count down from 1 to 10 into our deepest, most receptive alpha state. 1, focus on your head and your face, feeling all of the muscles of your head and your face relax. Let go of the tension around your eyes, around your mouth, in your cheeks. Swallow to release the tension of your throat. Roll your head around gently, first one direction and then the other, to relax the tension in your neck. Now feeling your whole head and face totally relaxed, totally at ease. 2, let that relaxation from your head and your face flow inwards into your mind and brain, relaxing the mind as that energy flows in. Visualize it like a soft cloud flowing inwards, carrying relaxation with it. Three, let that relaxation from your mind and brain flow downwards through your whole body. First down through your chest, into your lower body, your legs, finally down into your feet. Feel relaxation like a wave flowing down through your whole body. even down into your hands and your fingers. Four, focus the attention of your mind on your feet and your toes. Let your mind tell these to relax, to let go, and to sleep. Five, again, focus your attention on the muscles of your legs, both legs, from the hip all the way down to the ankle. And let your mind tell the muscles of both legs to relax, let go, and sleep. Six, focus the attention of your mind on the muscles and organs of your lower body. Let your mind tell all of these, relax, let go, sleep. Seven, again with your mind, focus your attention on the muscles and organs of your upper body and tell all of these to relax, to let go, to sleep. Focus your attention now on the muscles of your back, from the base of your skull to the base of your spine. Tell all of the muscles of your back, relax, let go, sleep. Nine, put your attention on the muscles of your arms, your wrists, hands, and fingers. And let your mind tell all of these muscles also, relax, let go, sleep. 10, your whole body now is completely relaxed, as if asleep, totally at ease. 10. Your body is asleep, but your mind is alert and awake. 10. This is the 10 state of total relaxation, but acute awareness. Now let your breathing deepen. Feel yourself settling down, totally relaxed. And in your mind's eye, move yourself now to your magical workplace, that place on the inner planes where you are safe and protected and can work any of your inner work or psychic work undisturbed. No one enters here but you. Now, as you enter your workplace, as always, do a complete 360-degree turn of your workplace to see what, if anything, has changed since last time you were here. What does this place look like? Now, in the center of your workplace is a work table. A work table. Move to your work table. On top of the work table is your worry box. Yes, it's your worry box. Now open the lid of that box and plunge your arm in all the way down to the bottom of the box. Close your hand on the first worry or concern that you feel beneath it. Don't worry if it squirms or tries to get away. Just pull it right out. And now shut the lid. We're only going to work with one of these today. Now, take a look. Don't be worried. Don't be concerned or fearful. We're safe and protected here. Take a look, a hard, open look at the worry that you just pulled out of that box. There is some issue in your life that currently is of great concern to you, something which really, really bothers you. Look at that issue clearly. See it. Go over it in your mind. And now, as you're looking at that issue and going over it in your mind, I want you to pay attention to the emotion that you feel at this very moment that is connected to that issue. How is this worry or concern making you feel? How would you define this emotion? How do you feel right now thinking about this concern, about this problem? And now, in your mind's eye, I want you to let go of the current issue, the current problem, and I want you to focus on the emotion itself. Focus on that emotion and go back, far, far back into your distant past, perhaps into your childhood, perhaps into a memory that you can barely remember or that you don't even remember having happened. Go back, back, and allow the feeling to draw you back to the first time that you felt this emotion. It's the first time you felt it, and you can see in your mind's eye what is happening that is causing you to feel this emotion. What is going on around you? What is being said? Who is saying it? Who is doing it? What are the circumstances? And now that you know the original situation that first gave rise to the first time that you ever felt this emotion, we are going to look deeper. Let go of this scene and just think of the emotion that you're feeling. And let's look behind that emotion to the real worry or fear that made you react this way, that created this emotional reaction to begin with. What is the underlying emotion? What is the underlying fear or concern that caused you to feel that as a result of this situation? What's the underlying emotion? Get in touch with that underlying emotion now. And in your mind's eye, visualize yourself as the person you were at that age, experiencing that initial emotion. Now let the adult in you reach out and hold that other self, that child self. Let that child self within you know that it's okay to have that emotion. It's okay to feel this. It's okay to have reacted that way. Tell the child self within you, you're okay. You're right. You're safe now. Let the adult in you tell that child self, I love you. I love you. And now let the adult within you take that negative emotion from the child. Take it from the child. And with your knowledge and skill, float it out into the universe. Float it out. Let that emotion go back into the universe. The universe will change it into a healthy emotion. Let the child give up the negative emotion. Replace it with your love. And now step back and let the adult in you observe the situation. Let the adult in you observe what happened to that child part of you and observe the other people involved. Let the adult in you understand their motives. Yes, they may have been foolish, inconsiderate, or immature. But let the adult in you come to full understanding. And in that understanding, there is healing for both you and your inner child. And now take a deep breath. And as you exhale, assimilate that understanding. Let go the negative emotion for all time. Send it back to the universe. Mentally come back into the present and look again at that situation that has you concerned and worried, and see it in a simpler form now. See it as something you know you can handle and deal with. Recognize that the emotion that you face this situation with is now a much healthier emotion. It's new. It's different. And that's okay. Now take another deep breath. And as you release that breath, release the imaging in your mind. Step back from your work table and look again 360 degrees around the room. What has changed? What has been added? Any changes or additions in your room, in your workplace, always represent growth, evolution, changes within yourself. And now I'm going to count us slowly from 10 back to 1. And as I do, gently bring your attention back into this time and this space. 10. Stretch hands and toes. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. Give a big stretch, 3, 2, and 1. Wake up, bring your attention back to normal waking state.